From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is writer and Grateful Dead fan, Dan Sullivan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Janae.
Dan is a lifelong Deadhead, and he contributed an essay to the photo book, The Grateful Dead by Jim Marshall. It includes pictures and stories in the band's formative years from 1966 to 1977, and also celebrates the iconic music photographer. And right now, we're going to hear Dan's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is P. Young Chang Tofu House in Oakland. This is a family-run restaurant that serves Korean food such as steamed pork and rice bowls. Their most popular item, however, is their tofu soup. And you can choose what spice level you want and add items like seafood, kimchi, or dumplings. They have also another location in Berkeley. So, Dan, okay, what are we eating when we go? And tell me some of your favorite dishes.
This place is amazing. Family run, like you said. They've been there for more than 25 years, and I've been a regular from the get. But the thing to eat here, there's three things. The soft tofu stew. Like you said, you can customize the spice level, whatever protein you want in there.
Okay.
Awesome. Bubbling cauldron of deliciousness. The second thing would be any of the bibimbaps. They have all different kind of combinations of veggies and seafood and meat you can get with it. And the third thing, which is so good, it was written up in the New York Times by Samin Nosrat, is their kimchi pancake. Don't miss the kimchi pancake. Oh my God, it's so good. It's mind-blowing.
I love a good pancake at a Korean restaurant. That's Pyeongchang Tofu House in Oakland. Your next pick is one of my favorites, and that's Tilden Park's Botanic Garden. The Berkeley Garden has a variety of native plants from 10 geographic regions in California, and they span from the redwoods to the Channel Islands to right here in the Bay. And on their website, they have a schedule of when to stop by and see some of their plants bloom. It's so interesting, even just the way that it's constructed. Tell us why you like coming here. Is there a specific time of the year that you like coming to the Botanic Garden at Tilden Park?
Yeah, my favorite time of year, honestly, is during the rainy season because Wildcat Creek runs right through the middle of the park and there's a canyon section that they've just left natural to the local habitat. And man, when that stream is pumping, there's waterfalls, there's ferns, there's the bay laurels, there's redwoods, and you're tucked down in a little canyon. It's so beautiful. But like you said, Janae, it's so smart. It's like doing a tour of the entire state of California in a couple of hours. They have all the different life zones from the beach up to the top of the Sierra Nevada, and from the deserts in the south of the state all the way up to the rainforest and the redwoods and all that in the northwest. It is mind-blowing.
It's such a beautiful place, and you learn so much there. And the people that work there, because when I've gone, I've talked to people that work there, they're really, really nice and friendly and really open to answering your questions.
Absolutely. This is a gem in the East Bay Park District, and it's tucked into Tilden, and nobody should miss it. It's fantastic.
That's Tilden Park's Botanic Garden in Berkeley. And your final pick is the Esmeralda Street Slides in San Francisco's Bernal Heights. These 40-foot metal slides were made in the late 70s, and the area has great views of the city, and there's also small gardens next to the slides. And here's a fun story. In 1979, Dianne Feinstein, who was mayor of San Francisco at the time, raced and beat District Supervisor Lee Dolson down the slides. So I guess kids aren't the only ones who can have fun. Dan, you have any great memories? I think that's a great stress reliever.
Absolutely. So I used to live on Prospect Avenue, which is at the bottom of Esmeralda. Esmeralda is four blocks, goes really steep, straight from the top of Bernal Hill down. And when you live in that neighborhood, you're always walking up to the Bernal Hill Park. It's got the best views in the city. And if you come down walking back towards Mission Street on the west side, you definitely go down Esmeralda. The top two blocks are these beautiful pocket parks. The highest one has got these slides. The views are to die for, Diamond Heights, across the Mission, you know, Twin Peaks. And I loved ending my walk with a slide down to my block. You know, get in touch with your inner 8-year-old. It's healthy and good for you.
It is. And I think especially right now, we need something like that, a little fun and just to tap into that kid in us. That's the Esmeralda Street Slides in San Francisco's Bernal Heights. I've been speaking with writer and deadhead Dan Sullivan. The photo book, The Grateful Dead by Jim Marshall, is out now. And to learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, which you can catch every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.